ashamed to make some noise.
Thank you all for tuning in to yet another episode of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. It's your boy, Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Style and Grace LLC. Now, guys, I just want to send a huge shout out and thank you to you all for the love and support from my last episode, which was called The Journey to Freedom, which I opened up to you all about my uphill battle with me dealing with child molestation, guys. With that episode, we had brought in so many viewers. Not only that, I had so many amazing testimonies that followed that. So guys, I just want to send a thank you to you all for that. I truly appreciate the love and support from that episode, guys. Now, on today's show, guys, I have some amazing co-hosts that will be hosting this show with me, and I'm going to get into that just a little later. But the song that you all heard was Noisy for God by Noisy for God. Guys, you can go ahead and download that song on all digital platforms from Spotify to Google Play, Amazon Music, iTunes, and Apple Music, guys. So go ahead and support that song. Also, guys, on today, I'm going to be talking to you all about what Style and Grace LLC has coming up in the year of 2021, guys. Can you believe this is our last episode of 2019, guys? So the next time I'll be talking to you is sometime in 2021. Guys, I have some amazing stuff coming up. I'm working on a huge collaboration line with an artist that you all know and love, but I'm not going to reveal too much to you all. But guys, I just had my last meeting with them, and it's going to be super lit. I cannot wait for you all to see it. So yeah, that's just about it. So guys, let me read the bio of my next guest, okay? So starting off, we're going to be go ahead and introduce Mallory Nicholson, right? Mallory Nicholson is the wife of Noah Nicholson III and a writer, minister, recording artist, and a dedicated mom. A graduate of Michigan State University, she studied both English and Spanish, enabling her to work with children of all backgrounds, incomes, and races in education within the church. She currently works as a fifth grade teacher at River of Life Christian School, a school system focused on developing at-risk youth and established under the umbrella of Bishop T.D. Jakes. In 2016, she and her husband founded Noisy for God, an organization that believes in empowering others to be bold about their love and commitment to Christ. Noah Nicholson III is the husband of Mallory Nicholson, preacher, producer, musician, recording artist, and loving father. Overwhelmed by a powerful passion for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, Noah accepted the call to ministry in 2015. Also, Noah is an entrepreneur. He opened his first business called Spick and Span Cleaning and Facility Services in December of 2019. For all of my viewers who are at home listening, put your hands together for Noisy for God.
Hey.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, Della?
Nothing much. How are you all doing?
We're doing good.
Good. So, guys, first of all, let me say this. It has been a long time coming. I absolutely love and appreciate you all for even accepting the invitation to go ahead and come on onto the show. We were supposed to record a show maybe like, what was that mail back in, sometime in the summertime.
Yeah.
But of course, COVID happened and, you know, we just wanted to make sure we were practicing social distancing. So I was like, I'm going to find a way to be able to record over the phone. So I end up finding a way to be able to record over the phone and it ended up working out. So
yeah.
Mallory and Noah, Noisy for God, what have y'all been up to?
First of all, thank you for having us on your podcast. We love everything that you do. We're always down to support and be a part of it since like day one. So thank you for having us. But I don't know, for us, I mean, it's been a year. 2020 has been a crazy year. I think for everybody, it's been crazy for us too. I think we could say that it's definitely been a year like no other for us. So how about you?
You know what? Everything has been going good for me. Honestly, this is the most busiest I've been like within the past couple of years, just with everything and just learning to navigate as a business person. Not being able to do the same stuff I was able to do when the world was actually open. So for me, honestly, it's been going good. It's been some ups and downs here and there, of course, because I think we live in such a frustrating time right now. But for me, everything has been, you know, everything has been going good. I honestly can't complain. Like it's been a good year. It's most definitely been a good year. So I did want to ask you, how have you and Noah and your family been adjusting to COVID-19 and all the lockdowns that everybody in the state of Michigan has been facing? How have you all been adjusting to that?
Well, I mean, you know, I like it because, you know, my wife doesn't have to teach from the school. She can stay at home and teach virtually. So I get her a little bit longer, you know, in the day.
Yeah,
most definitely.
And I would probably say for you, Noah, because he started his cleaning company in December 2019, this year has been like a year of crazy growth for him because so many people have needed cleaning. And he does like sanitizing. He does like all of that kind of stuff. And he right now has more clients than he can keep up with. He's working, but that's just a favorite guy because he started a cleaning company literally like right before a pandemic. So yeah. God is good.
Most definitely. And Noah, like, what was like the inspiration behind you wanted to start a cleaning company? Because like that's like somewhat the farthest thing, because I know you come from corporate America. So What made you want to go ahead and navigate into doing something like that?
Well, really, it was because working in corporate America, a lot of times the climate is not conducive to, you know, ministry. So, mm-hmm. you know, I would be trying to be faithful to ministry, you know, whether it be meetings, conventions, councils, singing, preaching, whatever. And, you know, when I'm on my job, they didn't really care, you know what I mean, about ministry. So I was getting in trouble a lot at work, taking off, trying to make sure I'm at the councils and trying to make sure I'm here and there. And I just began to pray, and I'm like, you know, Lord, I need to provide for my family, but I want to be able to work in ministry, you know, more. And I want to not have to be bogged down by someone else's schedule, what they're telling me I have to do and what I can do. And it really was just an answered prayer. And, you know, I was like, well, I'm just going to business for myself, and then maybe I can make my own hours. And really, my wife is the one that kind of gave me the idea to start the business. We were just kind of brainstorming, you know, what can we do? What skills do we have, and what can we do to really generate that income where I can generate that income for my family and still free up some more of my time? And, you know, my wife, you know, she's in the prophetic. So she's like, you should just start a cleaning company and call it Spick and Span. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. I'm gonna do that.
Right. Not even knowing that months later that COVID was going to happen, because I see you opened it up in December, and I know they started talking about COVID, I believe in January sometime, but I don't know if y'all was like me. So for those listeners who don't know, they know I reside in Michigan, but Noah and Mallory also reside in Michigan as well. So y'all, I had the mindset like, okay, nothing ever happens in Michigan.
Right.
It won't come to Michigan. So I kind of was just living life as normal as I have been doing. And then that junk started popping up everywhere. And it's like, oh my God, it's real. And it's so crazy because I actually seen y'all, you had to do a revival here in Muskegon at your uncle's church. Mm-hmm. So that was like the last time I had seen you.
Right before.
I know, right? And that was the last time we had seen each other before like this whole shutdown and stuff had happened. So that is absolutely amazing. I'm so happy to hear that business is going well for you all, and it's absolutely it's a blessing, because a lot of people, and this is just going to flow like right into my next question for you all, a lot of people have been suffering from the pandemic. Like I know people that have lost homes, cars, you know, businesses, you know, and everybody is not in the position to be as successful and as abundant as you all are right now. So for you all, how has this pandemic affected you all, whether good or bad?
Mm-hmm. I think it's been a blend of both. And I think it's been a year of learning how to balance things. You know, we're a big family, lots of kids, and half of them are virtual. half of them aren't. Being a blended family, trying to navigate bringing kids in from a different place and trying to make sure everyone is safe, and then trying to maintain their virtual learning from different states. And then, of course, me being a teacher and having to learn how to teach, literally, because it was on a whim. We weren't prepared. So like our whole staff and building, it was just like, okay, we're not allowed to come back to school, so we're going to have to learn how to do this, you know? So it was just a learning journey. Immediately, you know, we just jumped into it, but you know, I'm still a mom. So it was like, just trying to learn how to balance. And then the church needed to go virtual as well. So we were like trying to figure out how to do that. And just literally learning how to balance so many different things this year. And so I think it's been a year of growth, but COVID, I think, has just touched everyone, and it's definitely touched our home. Life now is nothing like it was last year, you know, at this time, like, especially, like I said, with me being in public schools, it's just, it's a different world now. So yeah, it's been ups, you know, and downs, like times where we're really tired and overwhelmed and wish, you know, that things would just level out and we could just go back to, like, you know, some kind of normalcy. Then there are other times that, you know, I was just really grateful to be able to be more hands-on with my girls, more hands-on at home, and just thankful to spend more time with Noah, because sometimes our schedules can be off, where he's going, when I'm coming, and so on and so forth. So it's been, you know, just, I think, good things and bad things. Yeah,
most definitely. So during this pandemic, like, name some things about your family, your marriage, and just your life in general that you've grown from and that has strengthened you all, because you know what I'm saying, a lot of marriages have been tested during this time. And just families, you know, like, being at odds mm-hmm. with each other. Like, I know for the longest, me and my mama, like, because we both work at the time before mm-hmm. the shutdown happened, my mom was on first and I was on third. So mm-hmm. we would, like, never really see each other. So when mm-hmm. the pandemic hit, because I'm an ABA counselor. So mm-hmm. when the pandemic hit, I wasn't having any clients over Zoom or anything. I was just, like, at home mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And so was my mom. So we had honestly found out a lot about each other mm-hmm. that we didn't even know. I found out it was more stuff just from that son and mom relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, okay, I really don't like this even more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But let me work through it. So what were some of the things within your marriage and family and just life in general that you was like, wow, okay, this is what this really is?
Mm-hmm. I think Noah and I, we're always ripping and running and busy. We usually, like, pre-pandemic, had things going on every weekend, literally. Like, there would be some event or something that we were having to do. And for us, I think we were just blessed, because going into this, we hadn't had a break. So
right. It
was like a much needed, like, immediate rest. Like, in March when it first happened, it was literally like a much needed rest. And for us, it was just some much needed time together. And I think we were just able to appreciate that, especially, yeah, because, like I said, we were so busy. So for us, it was like, it was a gift, honestly. Wouldn't you say? Like, I think we were just mm-hmm. really thankful for the time. And I think that's kind of been our perspective throughout the year, was just, like, gratitude. And we also know that it's temporary, and we know that things will change. And we just want to also make the most of the time that we've had at home. So it's like trying to work on more projects and trying to push harder for the church, which is something that we weren't able to do because we were constantly working, trying to do more things with our extended children, like, and bring us together. Like, I know this summer, like, that was something we tried to be really intentional about, was just getting everybody together and making memories. And then obviously seeing so many people dying and being ill, it also gave us another layer of gratitude, just because we know that, you know, so many other people are losing loved ones. So I think that kind of kept us with things in perspective too. Like, this is valuable, and I'm thankful to have him. And so I think that was kind of how it was for us. It kind of ended up bringing us closer, even closer together than we were before. And that's just, like, the blessing of the Lord. That's the blessing of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. And you said mm-hmm. something at the beginning of your statement where you said it actually was a rest for you all due mm-hmm. to you and your husband both being so busy. And I follow you both on social media, so mm-hmm. I see a lot of the things that you were invited to. So you are actually one of the first couples that I've heard that even talked about a rest, because mm-hmm. so many people is like, oh my God, it's been just a strain because we have to be in the house and yeah. we have to deal with our significant other. But yeah. some people, like, you know, you all both were so busy, you know, of course, him running a business. And like I said before, him working in corporate America, mm-hmm. you being a teacher. And not only that, you all having such an extensive line of work to do in ministry, it was actually a good thing for you all. So I think those that are listening, it's kind of going to help enlighten some couples even out there to know that, you know what, take this time to get to know each other, lean on each other even more, and bind. So that was actually a very good response. Thank you for that. So Mallory and Noah, now I want to talk to you all about Noisy for God. So guys, I absolutely love and support them so much. Like, I remember when y'all single first came out, I would bump it all the time because it was just so dope. Like, the feel of it was dope. It gives me like summer vibes, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I always have been such a fan of you all, even before you all released. Yep, even before you all released a single, I just was a fan of, you know, you all musically. So, like, what inspired you and your husband to start the Noisy for God movement? Because it was a movement before you even started doing music and stuff like that. So what inspired that?
What would you say? I mean, if we were honest about it, I think it came from just needing an outlet, like just needing a place to be able to speak, you know, freely. Like, so that's pretty much what made me upload my first video. Actually, I didn't upload it. Noah, you uploaded it for me because I was too shy. He just took the video and put it on Facebook and on my page. So right. I cried. I was like so upset, but he did it. And then after that, I just continued with it. But I think we just felt like there were certain things that we wanted to hear and, you know, have be talked about, and it wasn't happening. And we wanted to just talk about it. I mean, that was honestly all it was. Like, hey, like, have you heard this scripture before? Like, hey, what do you think about this? Or, hey, this is what I think about, you know, this. And I think it's still like that. It's still right. Kind of like what we feel, or what we feel like God is like leading us to do. So
right. Well, what I love about it is first of all, the bios that you all gave me, it didn't even, in my opinion, match up to who you all are, because you all under y'all ministry have done some amazing stuff. Like, y'all interviewed some heavyweights from Prophetess Joyce Haddon on the show. You all have interviewed Bishop Noah Jones. Not only that, for you all who don't know, they had to perform even at the showcase at the Seller Awards. So God has most definitely did some moving in your all in your life and with that ministry. So guys, you all have a lot to be thankful for. And what you all are doing is absolutely amazing. Now guys, what benefits you the most by having such a bold ministry? Because to me, what you all do is very bold. Not many people are, for real, it is. Not many people are that brave to step out and just stand on God's word how you all do. So what made you all, you know what I'm saying? Like, what inspires you to do that?
I think that, you know, this is something that I would talk about all the time, especially because Noisy for God is predominantly on social media. And, you know, social media can be really toxic. So one thing about me, man, is I'm always talking about the motive, you know, like you said, what's the benefit? Like, what are you getting out of it? Why are you doing it? And I think that, you know, it's really just about ministry. It's about souls. It's about people, you know. And, you know, you can get sidetracked on social media, man, where you're looking at the likes and the shares and the views and trying to get famous and looking at who seems to be making moves and all that other kind of stuff. But, you know, I think the true benefit is when you keep your motive intact and you understand why you do what you do. And then you really can begin to see what God is doing. You can see God moving. And honestly, man, when we started it, it really was just about ministry. We just wanted to take whatever God had given us, whatever God had put inside of us, and be able to use it to his glory. So, you know, some people might like the music, some people might not, but whoever the music is for, whoever, if it's just one person that's supposed to hear this song and it's going to help them and encourage them or make them think about something, you know, that the Lord's been dealing with them with, then it's worth it. And same with the videos, you know, if this video just hits one person and they get saved, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then that is the benefit, that God gets glory, that, you know, lives are changed. And even that somebody else is inspired to be loud. You know, we first started it. Mm-hmm. We were like, you know, we want to inspire people to be loud about their love for God and be loud about being a Christian, be proud to be a Christian publicly.
Openly.
And openly. And, you know, whatever God has given you, if he's given you a word, if he's given you a gift, a talent, to use that to the glory of God and use it, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Put it out there. Mm. And so that is the benefit. I think it's most beneficial when you keep the motive intact and you understand what the goal is and what God is calling you to, and you execute that.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And that's what I love about your ministry. Like, you said something about like the social media aspect of things. Mm-hmm. I do think sometimes in this generation, in this era, it's the comparison.
Yeah.
People tend to compare themselves to this person and that person. And it's so funny that you mentioned that, because on my Zoom call that I had yesterday with the person I'm collaborating with next year, I told them, I said, the reason why it's taken so long for us to produce such good work is because I don't want to sit and compare what others are doing. I really want to take the time to just hear what God is saying and the next move that God wants me to make. Because sometimes if you do things prematurely, it won't be all that it could be. So just imagine if Noah had to release that, you know, video at a time where God said, don't do it just yet. Mm-hmm. But he was looking at everybody else hopping on Facebook Live, you know, trying to be prophetic or doing X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. It probably wouldn't have had the same impact that it did now. So the fact that your focus is what it is, I think that's what actually sets you all apart that much more.
That's like the biggest compliment, because like that's been such a big thing with us, to be like true, authentic to what it was when we started, which is like honestly, like just wanting to glorify God openly, freely, in the way that he wanted us to do it, and not feel that comparison and not try to change what we're doing and not box ourselves in, but just use the gifts that God has given us and be, you know, sincere about it. It's like, like my kids, for example, we do songs with them, like they sing, and they're the ones that sing. Like our kids, like literally they sing all day long,
which I love seeing.
They love to sing. Like it's so funny because like they are like, okay, they sound like seasoned singers now, and
oh, they can blow. Y'all were just singing I'm Looking for a Miracle by the Clark Sisters. Yes. That was the recent one that I just viewed. So
they can do complex things. Like, it's so amazing. But it's funny because people are like, how do you get them to sing like that? And it's like, I would never make my kids sing like if they didn't want to. Like, we harmonized with them in the house all the time, and we just started filming it. It's just something that we always have done. They sing all day long, like all day. And when I tell you all day, I'm saying like, some of the things that they would
wake up to the moment they literally
some of the things they could do, like,
I mean, but is it a shocker though? Like, because Mallory, you come from a line of singers. Mm-hmm. Noah, you can sing, so like I don't think it's really a shocker. And not only that, as you all were talking about how, you know, you encourage them to do certain things, but you don't pressure them, you encourage them. It just made me think about how it says train up a child in the way it should go, and when they are old they won't depart from it. So just seeing your beautiful daughters, like, you know, say, okay, mom and dad, this is because they only can mimic and do what they see is happening, you know, in a household and behind closed doors. So the fact that they do that, but they see you all doing it, I think that's like, to me as a parent, that would be one of the biggest rewards. If it's something positive.
It is. It's so exciting. Yeah. And they love, like I said, they love to glorify God. And we just put it on camera. And if it encourages somebody else, here it is. But it wasn't anything that we tried to pressure them into or a mold. And I kind of feel like that's just kind of the vibe that we try to do at Noise of the God. It's like we interview people who we know and love. We put up our, you know, our kids when they want to do it. And we talk about what God places on our heart. And a lot of times people say, hey, when is your next video? Get on a schedule. Like, that's the new thing. Like, you need to have a schedule for, like,
you gotta have this many videos YouTube. A week if you want to grow. You know?
I'd be like, y'all, I'm not going to be giving y'all fake prophetic words. Like, I have to.
Right. But that's, I think, see, and that's why I absolutely love y'all. And this is why I love the show, because it's really a sit down. Like, we're really having a sit down conversation. And, like, I appreciate that about Noisy for God. I appreciate that about that movement. Like, because for me, that's how I am with like my podcast. Mm-hmm. I never give my listeners, I call them my fashion lovers for y'all that listen, but I never just tell them, okay, you can expect the next episode next week or the week after next, because it just has to come from a genuine place. Right. And whenever it's not genuine, I kid y'all not, like, not saying that I do it for views or listeners, but ultimately we do want people to listen in, but it's like it does not have that same impact as to when God just wakes me up with a topic and say, you know, invite Noisy for God on the show or talk about your journey to freedom. Like, it never has that same impact. So I appreciate that about y'all. And not only that, guys, when y'all release that stuff, it's never not been a time where anything that you all have said, even if it was a word that pierced me, even me, you know what I'm saying? I still appreciated it. And I think that's what really sets y'all apart, because honestly, in today's society, when people try to live up to the standards of all these social media influencers and all these reality TV stars, like, it's kind of hard to say, you know what, I'm gonna be Noisy for God as opposed to going out the house trying to look like Kim Kardashian or dress like, you know, this person or that person. Not that it's a bad thing, no knock to Kim K, but still, like, we live in such a world where it's like, okay, I have to be like that one.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I post on social media, I have to say that I've accomplished this or that. And it's very toxic, and it's so heartbreaking.
But you know what I always say, you know, we talk about this sometimes where, you know, you when you're trying to grow your platform and expand your reach and your footprint, it's like you see that and you're like, oh, this is what they say you got to do if you want to grow, you know. But, you know, we always talk about that. You know, when you're doing that, you know, like I said, your motive is getting off, you know.
It does. So that's something that Noah is really helpful to me with, because I get a lot of the pressure with that. Like, people will tell me, oh, if you just do this, like, if you just, why do you dress like this? Like, for example, I'm like a fashion person, but like, whenever I film, I purposely don't go that way. And a lot of people have come to me and like, Mallory, like, you know, you could just blow up. You just did this photo shoot, or if you just did this, or if you just did that. And I'm just like, for some reason, for me, whenever I'm getting ready to film, the Holy Spirit just convicts me and tells me to not go on like that. So, and Noah knows, it's like, it's always a thing. Like, I'm like, I just don't want them to see me. I want them to hear me. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to see, but I know that the faster way is like people have told me this is how you get there. And I'm like, I know that that's the way that people are saying you should get there. It's like, but wherever it is that God has for me to go, whatever place that is, I got to do it the way that he's leading me. And I don't want it in a way that is not the right way. And so, you know, so it may be a slower road if the destination may not be as grand, but I believe that we have to, like he said, keep our motive intact and just stay on the straight and narrow path. And it may not be all of the most popular, the most, you know, flashy and always the most fabulous, but it's effective. And we do get testimonies, and we see fruit. And like he said, whatever that, whoever it, one, two, however many, you know, it's a blessing. So I try hard not to give into that pressure though, like that pressure to take the shortcut. Shortcuts don't pay off. We got to be patient.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And that's such a fact. Like, so I'm working on some stuff next year, and me and the person we have been trying to work with each other for like over a year, mm-hmm. but due to like conflict of schedules and stuff, like we just could never kind of meet into like a median. And then when this lockdown and this shutdown happened, when COVID happened, that's when we were finally able to work together. Mm-hmm. So what you said about timing and what you said about doing everything mm-hmm. on guys' timing,
yep.
that's the best thing you can do. And not only that, guys, like Mallory and Noah said, like never, you know, sacrifice yourself just to get somewhere in life. Like I've even had to learn with that. I had this big podcast interview that I was going to do right not that long ago. And I was like, okay, this is going to be huge. And Mallory, you know what I'm talking about, because I have spoke to you about yep. it. And I was like, this is going to be huge. But like you said, it's all about doing what God mm-hmm. wants you. And sometimes, you know, whether it's not allowing somebody yep. to cheapen your value or make you feel less than, you sometimes have to do what God wants you to do. So if God say, you know what, don't reach back out to this person and do X, Y, and Z, don't you do it. You got to follow what God wants you to do. And that has always been something, even for me with Style and Grace, it's been so many things that I have turned down, like even brand ambassador jobs, like for different clothing companies. And I'm like Mallory, like I love fashion. Like I'm all for it. I love everything designer, but if it's something that is going to steer away from the people that follows Style and Grace and what I represent and stand for.
Where it started from. Confidence from day one is God-centered. Yes,
most definitely. Which I actually talk about that all the time on the show. Like I was talking about the pressures of just, you know, continuing your success. And I don't know if it's like that with you all. Like, you know, you all have had some major interviews mm-hmm. on your YouTube channel. Like, am I the only one that feels like, okay, sometimes I try to find that like next level to top the first big thing? Like, do y'all go through that?
Absolutely. Yeah, like that pressure to like keep it going and keep ascending. And like, it's like, like always want. And like I said, Noah's so good at like talking me through those moments of like, well, this didn't happen the way I wanted it to, or I didn't get to do this. And I think this year was definitely a year of like redirection, because a lot of the things mm-hmm. that we had planned and that we wanted to do, we could not do. And we had a choice to make, like compromise and do it, you know, the way we don't like doing it, which with like the virtual and this and that, or just chill and get in the prayer closet. But what's crazy is back then I was like extremely intentional about like my prayer life, my fasting life, and all of that. A lot of the open doors came because Noah and I were so consecrated in that season. And I wasn't working, I wasn't as busy, my kids weren't big, I didn't have all of this stuff going on. I had that time. And this year I was like, Lord, in this season, like of being in the house, I'm gonna make time, I'm gonna find time to be with you again. It was in those like quiet moments where the best moments were birthed back then. And I think this year for me was just getting back to that place with God. And mm-hmm. I know that things are birthed in the prayer closet. It's mm-hmm. like it's in the face of God where your greatest inspiration and moments come. And it's so amazing too, because one of the people we interviewed, she called me. She's been calling me regularly, actually, throughout this pandemic. And you know, we interview elderly people, like a lot of them are senior citizens. So especially with them being with COVID, you know, we just are like, we're gonna postpone this. We don't want to put you at risk, like anything like that. So, but one of the ladies who is older, she called and said that she was getting tons of phone calls from like old interviews. And it's really funny because God brought a fresh wind, even to her in quarantine through those videos. We didn't know, but God was working through old things in a new way, a new thing even now. So we think we have hit a high back then, but we don't even know what God is doing, right, even from what he did before. God can do a new thing with what we've already done. God can breathe fresh life into something that he already formed. We haven't seen what God has done yet. We are just trying to be patient and stay in his space so that our motive, again, back to motive, so our motive can stay intact. And when it ain't going to be about us being big, it's not about us being famous. It's not about, and that's a thing. Like, riches and fame, those things can block us from seeing God's face.
That's one thing. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I was going to say, because she was talking about being consecrated. Uh-huh. And I think it's really important to be consecrated. And I think in this generation, a lot of us are not truly seeking the face of God and, you know, laying on our face before him and studying and making sure that we're sensitive to his voice. Because while you're ambitious and you're building, mm-hmm. you know, your corporation or your ministry or whatever it is that you're working on and you're building your platform, I think it's important, like we're talking about, you know, opportunities. Devin, you were talking about some missed opportunities, mm-hmm. and you're like, man, that was going to be a big one. But we have to understand that God is always in control and he does all things well and he knows all things. Mm-hmm. So we have to be able to remove our own ambition and be able to actually hearken to the voice of the Lord and be able to be led by him. And, you know, God's timing, like you said, is the best timing. Yep. So we have to understand
that. But it goes against the flesh, though, right?
Yeah, it does. But at the end of the day, if you wait for God's timing, that's when it's going to be the most rewarding.
That's right.
See, you think that you want this opportunity over here, and God's like, no, it ain't time for that yet. Maybe it's going to come, maybe it won't come. But if you're not ready for it, it's gonna damage you more than it will benefit you. So I think it's important for all of us, because so many people, and I know there's a lot of listeners, grinding right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Trying to build, trying to work, trying to advance. But we have to be careful.
But like, so I know you just spoke about those that are trying to grind and build. Guys, help those that are listening to the advice that you're giving them right now. What is the fine median in going after your purpose, mm-hmm. with the right heart and right intention, and going after it for the wrong intention? Like, is it wrong to want to be successful, mm-hmm. and want to get to a certain level? Like, what's the thin line between, like, mm-hmm. when you're pushing into, okay, I'm doing this for self reasons, or okay, I want to get big to impact this many people from a sincere place. Like, what's the median in that?
I think you have to, first of all, you have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Because some people will say, oh, I want to get big so that I can impact these lives. But the truth of the matter is, what is the heart of the intent? What is the—
Be real with yourself.
Yeah, what is the heart behind what you're doing truly? Mm-hmm. Because are you trying to get big to truly impact people? Or are you trying to get big to be an influencer or to be somebody who you want to be big? Mm-hmm. So you disguise it now, because, you know, you can't say, well, I just want to be famous. You can't say that. So then you say, you know, I want to be able to minister to the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think first off is being honest about your motive and making sure the motive is pure behind what you're doing.
To piggyback off of that too, like, I think that a lot of times, like in the culture that we're in now, we don't understand the impact of one. Like, this is something that, again, like me being in intentional about prayer and things again this year, it's like, I have a ministry in my husband. I have a ministry in my children. They need me. My stepchildren, they need me. Mm-hmm. Like, my church, they need me. Like, my siblings, they need me. My students, they need me. And I think sometimes we miss opportunities to minister around us. And we think that it's not as impactful as, like, fame or fortune, but I think just being intentional, like where you are, being grounded, like mm-hmm. having a grounded mindset where it's like, I'm going to be faithful, God, and I'm going to be a good steward over what you've given me now. Like, I'm going to be like, it's crazy to me when people want to be like big ministers and they don't serve at home yeah. or they're not faithful to like right. local ministry. And it's like, what? Like, you know, you call to the nations, but like your, you know, your mama is in need, your brother's in need, your children don't, like, it's like, be, and that is, and the thing about it is it's draining. Like mm-hmm. once you start serving right there, like you already feel like, okay, God, like I don't even know. And that's the place I'm always at. I'm like, Lord, I really don't know, you know, how I could ever do any of those things. And that's what keeps me grounded. I'm like, well, if God wants it to be, it's going to be, because it's sure not going to be because of my power and my might. Because if I'm being faithful over the stuff that God has given me now, then that's more than enough work. Like, that's more than enough responsibility. And we have to be content. We have to be able to be content mm-hmm. in what God has given us now and be faithful, like, right there. Like, be a good steward, like, right there, like, locally and around you. And I think if everybody had that mentality, so many more communities would be blessed. Churches would be blessed. People would be happier. We were just serving where we are. Like, I'm like, let's serve.
Most here. Definitely.
And then if God opened up doors, and he will do it. He said he'll do it if we're faithful. And faithful goes, over the few, ruler over the much.
And that goes back to being consecrated. Because when you're consecrated and you're building that relationship and strengthening that relationship with God, then instead of chasing after your dreams, you'll begin to chase after what he wants for you. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for example, right now, it seems like in our culture right now, preaching is trendy. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people want to mm-hmm. preach and pastor is trendy, but what if God didn't call you to do that? So now, you know, there's I've heard
don't
stories.
Miss
of,
it. Don't
I've,
miss it.
Yeah. I've heard stories of people, you know, starting churches and the churches fail, but you know, what about what God wanted you to do? Yes. Maybe that's not what God wanted you to do. Maybe you're a great preacher or a great mm-hmm. evangelist, but you were never supposed to actually be the pastor. Maybe you were supposed to be a co-pastor mm-hmm. in the church or somebody over a specific ministry in the church. And that is where all of the you know, that may be where the destiny is that God has for
you. Be content
so I
think with that.
Yeah.
Contentment. Godliness with contentment is great game.
Yeah. So sometimes we look at what other people are doing mm-hmm. and we're like, ooh, I want to be able to do that. Well, what did God put in you? What is God calling
you to do? And
you
would need to be, and you'll be fulfilled. Like when you're operating, like what Noah was saying, wherever it is that God has for you, that's where your fulfillment will be. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. you'll be fulfilled there. Where you won't be fulfilled is chasing things that weren't for you. And I just, I don't know. I think in the body of Christ, we have to remember that there are no small members and yeah. unimportant members of the body. Like yeah. every part of the body is important. Every part of the body is needful and valuable. And everybody is gifted. It's no, none of us are more gifted, this, that, and the other. Like in terms of what God sees, no, mm-hmm. he gave to every man severally as that man could handle. God endowed us. He gave us purpose. All of us have purpose. And we have to look at our brothers with that eyesight. Like that's a gifted person right there, mm-hmm. you know, and we have to
most definitely
look at ourselves too and say, you know what? Like I said, like, I just want to be a blessing. Like where I am, I want to be a blessing where I am. I got to be a blessing here, Niles, you know, locally, like I got to be a blessing. And that's humbling. It's a humbling, you know, thing to accept, but I think it's the truth. Like God wants us to be a blessing where we are.
Most definitely. Those were absolutely all amazing answers. And that's why I love always talking to Mallory and Noah, even outside of, you know, me having them on a podcast, mm-hmm. because it's like for y'all to be of such, you know, a more school, you know, for my era, because y'all can reach people like my age mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like you always drop such gems on us. And that's why I absolutely love just sitting down and talking with y'all, because y'all always just give some of the best advice. And I really think those of my listeners that are listening that, you know, have a itch to want to be an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. or maybe it's somebody out there, like Noah said, that wants to be a pastor, but it's like, okay, God, do you really want me to pastor a church or something like that? Like, now you know, okay, does God want you to pastor a church, or does he want you to be over a ministry under the leadership that you're at right now? So guys, I believe that all of those answers will help somebody. So guys, just getting back to Noisy for God on the musical side, guys, when can we expect new music from you all?
Wow. So that's definitely been something that we have been able to work on now that we've been on lockdown. Amen. So we got to do quite a bit in the studio this year. So,
yeah, man. So 2021, bro, 2021.
Some stuff is in the oven.
You're going to hear something. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the stuff has come out the oven. We're looking at it and we want it to be right. Yeah. So it's like just wanting it to be, you know, something that we feel like is our absolute best. Like, that's what we wanted to put out. And so we didn't want to settle when it came to production and stuff like that. We wanted it to be A1. I don't like for people to pay for stuff and it's not bomb. So it's like,
Oh, trust me. I'm the same way, because I tell people that all the time, like, even with my business, like, I cringe paying for something. Really, now with Black Lives Matter going on and supporting Black businesses, like, I truly believe that we should be in a season where we are giving our best within our culture. So most definitely, like, I really appreciate it. Continue to keep on baking, because you want possibly your supporters or fans or whatever you call them to be happy with the work that you're producing and that you're giving to them. So
noisy neighborhood, Dallin. Noisy neighborhood.
Okay, loud, that's people, that's what you call them. So now I know. So guys, what is next for Noisy for God? So y'all have a very successful Facebook and YouTube channel. Like, for those of you who all don't know, I know you all had like a video that went viral on social media of you and the family singing. So you all have kind of accomplished like the social media influencer type of thing, you know, with families looking up to you all. Not only that, Noah is a business owner. You all have conquered corporate America. You all have a single out. Like, so what's next for you all? Like, what's the next venture?
I don't know about conquered. No, I'm just
right. I'm like, who are you talking about? Oh, is that us? No.
But like, yes, y'all.
But I will say that, like I was saying, we've been very prayerful this year and we've been hustling this year trying to take advantage of the time as it comes. And I think next year, depending on what happens with COVID, you know, we will really like to get back to interviewing again. That's something that we love doing. And we have several people on ice that we just been waiting on. Like, it's so sad, you know, like, we feel called to interview the fathers, like, of our generation and people.
They got all the wisdom.
We want to, you know, get their wisdom on record. Like, that was something that God placed in our heart years ago, like, to get their wisdom on record. So that's something that we know God called us to do, and we don't want to ever move away from that. We always want to have that happening. We always want to be recording them and putting that out there in a relevant way. It's a lot of fun to talk to, you know, 90 plus year old Johnny James and put, like, you know, rap beat on it. Like, it's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun for them to do it. And we enjoy doing it. So we definitely want to do more interviewing next year. We definitely want to drop some singles. We got some new merch and stuff that we probably will drop when the single drops, the next single. We got a few things brewing. Mm-hmm. Just kind of, you know, kind of just want to continue to stay
moving.
Noisy.
We
nothing big, but just always trying to put our best foot forward, you know.
Well, listen, anything that has something to do or that's contrary with God is always big. I think just what you all are doing is absolutely amazing. And not only that, I feel like, you know how in music, just musically, like, they say, let's say Jay-Z, the Blueprint album was like the album for hip hop. I feel like Noisy for God is like the imprint for y'all career that like solidifies y'all is like, okay, that's Noisy for God. We know what they stand for. We know what they represent. Yeah, I feel like Noisy for God is like y'all blueprint in y'all career. So that's what's up. I totally look forward to it. Mm-hmm. So guys, musically, what would be a dream collaboration for you all?
A dream collaboration.
It can be anybody.
Well, for me, I would like to do a family project. Like my brother and my sister, and like we have a lot of musical people in our family. I think it would be so fun. Our kids, like, y'all not ready for Naomi. Oh my goodness. My daughter, she's a beast, vocal beast. Like we got our kids are listening. Come on, they're coming up. They're coming up.
So I basically I'm gonna have to interview her soon.
She's crazy. She's so good. Like Nehemiah, he's got his little music equipment. We got him some new stuff for Christmas, and he's learning how to do production. And the girls are learning how to play keys. So for me, like, I would love to do like a family project. Like that's like a dream of mine. So my dream collaboration would literally be with like my own family to be able to put together like a really solid album. What about you?
But I want to do a collab. There's probably a couple people I would like to collab with, but I think the main person that I really want to collab with is Big Bro.
Who?
D-Hattie.
He's amazing.
I want to get D-Hattie on a track.
He's so good. He's so early. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually was just listening to The Voices of Unity. Mm-hmm. Is that what that album is called? Yes, that's like one of my favorite albums. And not only that, it was the Young People's Cry, I believe, on that album, or the prayer, something like that. I was just listening to that. So that's absolutely like one of my favorite artists as well. Dietrich Haddon is the GOAT, and of course he's from Michigan. Yeah. So that just solidifies him even more as a GOAT. So guys, now it's time to get to know the artist and just get to know Noisy for God on like a more personal level outside of just ministry and, you know, music and stuff like that. So how long have you two been married?
9 years. We just hit that 9 years, bro.
Okay, 9 years. Okay.
Ten is the big 10 is in 2021.
Well,
I'm excited.
Big 10 in 2021. Well, congratulations ahead of time. Okay, guys, what are things that you both equally love to do on your spare time?
I would say read books and make music.
I mean, honestly, we're so nerdy. But yeah, we read and we do music. Yep.
Okay, what's your favorite food?
Okay, I'll say this. I was never like a big carnivore, like never really into like steak and stuff like that, but like being married to Noah, he is a steak person. Oh, he's a meat person.
All day.
And
all day.
It's...
I went out to eat with y'all.
Listen, he's a steak. Meat person. But he is like, he has put me on. Like, I was never into steak, but like, since being married to him, like, I love like red meat, all the bad things. He put me on.
She like
that,
Brazilian
so...
steakhouses now. She, you know.
And he made it one of
and
my
see, favorites. I just got off into like steaks as well, Mallory, this year. Like, cause I'm such a traditional Black person, and I just hate being around different ethnicities when they say what's your favorite food, because I'd be like, chicken. Like chicken is literally my favorite food. Like I can eat chicken for breakfast, lunch. I actually had chicken today.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I literally can eat chicken all day. But so my first time having filet mignon was like sometime toward the beginning of this year.
Your life, didn't
and it changed my life because I had went to the Cheesecake Factory. I went to the Cheesecake Factory.
But how do you order and it? You don't get it well done, do you?
Listen, here we go.
No, I get it medium rare.
No, take that step. Just go medium, bro. Go medium.
Oh, whatever. No,
just medium. Okay. See, I
his meat is always got blood in it. So,
see, I like mine to be just a tad bit gummy, You know what I'm saying? But not, I don't like for blood to be, I don't like for blood to be dripping all on my plate, getting into my mashed potatoes and garlic. That is so funny. But I'm going to have to try it just me.
My favorite is pizza.
So, guys.
I think my favorite food is pizza.
Pizza. Oh my, well, Noah, you know what? So I thank you for saying that because now you all know what not to give me if I ever come to y'all house.
Are you serious?
I hate pizza.
Oh no.
Guys, when I say, listen, it's not that I hate it because let's say, for instance, if you know how it is, like, okay, it ain't really nothing to eat. I don't feel like going grocery shopping. I don't feel like cooking. Let's just order a pizza. If it get down to that level with me, okay, I'll take it. But other than that, I think, honestly, y'all may laugh at this. I think that's the worst thing you can invite somebody over and
man,
eat.
I eat that every day.
You know what, Dylan? Like, I'm known to be a cook, and it's really annoying because when people come over, they never want pizza. They want me to get in the kitchen and make a sweet potato pie in the middle of June, summertime. People asking me to make pot roast, and ask me,
I'm
to
like,
make,
can I get a German chocolate cake? My wife all can cook year. Like a grandma.
It's very frustrating. Like
see, and Mallory, I didn't know you were a cook. Like, that is so interesting to find out. Okay, so if once the people that's listening to this podcast, 9 times out of 10, they gonna hack y'all social medias or whatever and get to know y'all. Like, Mallory is such a high fashion, very, you know, like into all the girly things. So Mallory, honestly, all the time that I've been knowing you, I've never known you to cook. Yeah. So that's actually something that I just learned today because you are such a, like, listen, I love Mallory and her fashion. Like, you know, on one of our first episodes, I had shouted you out at the convention for that high shoulder look that you was giving us. Listen, with the smoky eye, like, I absolutely love it. So most people, because I'm into fashion, and I will cook if I have to, like, for Christmas this Friday. I don't know when listeners will be able to hear this. I don't know when I'm releasing, but this Friday, I'm going to be cooking, you know, like, the whole Christmas thing. And it's not that I don't know how to cook. It's just, like, I really don't like to cook if I don't
have to. My wife, she throws it down. Thanksgiving, man, we had the whole Thanksgiving spread over here, man. She threw
it. They wear me out.
And it's fire. It's not struggle food. It's fire.
It's not. It's the thing is, like, I told him, I said, when I start working, you will not be getting this treatment that you got before. So, but like, my family, it's my mom and dad and his mama, and like, they're the ones that try to suck you dry. But I do cook. I cook.
She down.
See, that's what's up. See, now I know, child, when this pandemic lifts, I'm going to have
to
drive
down tonight.
Yeah,
and I won't get you pizza. I'll cook you some. I'll make you a scratch pizza. Maybe I'll do like a buffalo chicken pizza. But
you know what? See, it's like that I can eat, but it's like the meat lover stuff. I just feel like, oh, it's so disgusting.
I'll make you some fried chicken.
And pepperoni.
I know just what to make you.
If you got fried chicken, I'll be like, you know what? I'm coming back, child. Create me a room, whatever y'all need.
I'll make you some fried chicken. I'll make you a classic soul food dinner.
See, I appreciate that fried chicken, some greens, some cornbread on the side, sweet potatoes. How you do your cornbread, baked or hot?
I know how to make both, and generally they ask me for baked cornbread, and I mean all the kids. It's so annoying. Like, at Christmas time, can you make me pans of cornbread? Yeah. I'm like, can y'all get some Hawaiian rolls? And it's COVID.
I need my dressing cranberry.
Listen, because I that's how I am. I'll be like, I'm finna cheat it. Let me throw these Hawaiian rolls in the oven and then let me put some butter on top. That is so funny. So, guys, what's one thing within your marriage that still makes you smile or happy after all of these, after 9 years of being married? Like, what's that one thing that Noah does that still makes you blush? And Noah, what's that one thing that Mallory does that's like, okay, that's still bae, like, or I still feel like I have to impress her in that, in this area? Like, what's that thing?
Man, it's honestly, man, my wife's so on point. Stop. It's not even one thing. It's not just one thing, bro. Like, man, I don't even know. everything that my wife does is the bomb.
Okay. Like,
I literally have the perfect wife. I'm not even playing.
I knew he was about to go down this dark road.
Perfect wife, man.
I'll say about Noah that when I was a little girl, like, I used to have a crush on him. And so it's sometimes mm-hmm. it's certain ways that he'll say stuff, because he's like from Chicago. And I remember like hearing like his little Chicago accent, and it's like a certain way that he'll say certain things, or like a certain way that he'll look that will remind me of how he was when he was a kid. And that's like one of the things that always makes me smile. It'll make me remember him from growing up.
Yeah, that's like with my wife, man, when she pressed her hair out, she messed me up, bro.
Listen.
Oh, wow.
That's the Mallory from back in the day from the convention that come out. There he is.
He's
hair.
Like, oh, you look like Mallory from when you had braces.
That is so cute. But you know what? That's what got you all to 9 years. And I most definitely think that it's a testament. And not only that, just hearing you all communicate with me and converse amongst each other, it most definitely goes to show the unity that in the bond that you both have with each other. And most definitely, and you all are doing such an amazing job. Like, I just love seeing you and your family on social media with your girls, which they call Uncle Nick. So I absolutely love them. But it's just an amazing thing to see, because you know what? I think it's for some reason, like, within the church, it's been so many divorces, and it's so much division within marriage and couples. Like, it's almost like it's not a cool thing to stay married past 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, people aren't making it even 3 or 2 years. So to see you all on the verge of a decade with each other, still happy, you know, still going strong in ministry, still singing and traveling together, and you know, you're inspiring him with different business ventures, and he's inspiring you. That's most definitely a beautiful thing. And I pray that those of my listeners that are married can most definitely take something from you all and grow from it and say, you know what, babe, let's do this, or let's try this, so that we can continue to grow. So I appreciate that about you all so much.
Thank you.
So
the grace of God, man.
Thank you.
Most definitely. So guys, it was absolutely amazing having you all on the show. I really wish that I could talk to you all for forever. Like, it's just so easy, and that's what I love about Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace, because it's really a sit down, guys. Like, people don't understand, you sit down, you chill, and you just chop it up like you're having a normal conversation. So guys, I just want to thank you all for coming on the show, guys. Where can they reach you all? No problem. Where can they reach you all on social media? And maybe if you have a website link that they can go ahead and connect to you.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We are at Noisy for God Movement. And then our website is our name. It's www.noisyforgod.com.
Awesome. Awesome. So, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, at the end of every show, Mallory and Noah, I end it with something extremely inspirational. I just give my listeners words of affirmation, or just pour into them, you know, with just words on whatever God gives me. So to those that are listening that maybe have been struggling on how to be more bold in their walk with God, could you go ahead and give them some words to inspire them really quick before we
absolutely end this convo? You know what? When God called you, he didn't call you to hide your light under a bushel. He called for you to put it out on a candlestick so that people could see it and you could draw men to him. God said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men into me. We don't want to see his face and be disappointed. We want to see his face and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
And I would say, if I could leave a word for somebody, I would say, just remember to be obedient to God, you know, every day of your life. As you walk, you know, seek God's direction, seek his face, and be obedient to him, no matter how scary, whatever he's telling you to do or leading you to do, no matter how scary it seems, no matter how afraid or you know, intimidating something might seem, take the leap of faith. Take the leap of faith, because God has got it. And if God told you to do it, then you know that failure is not an option. You cannot fail. And as you move through your life and as you move headed towards your destiny, always remember, like we said earlier, keep your motive intact. You have to make a conscious effort every day to revisit the why behind what you're doing and make sure that you stay on that right path.
That is absolutely awesome. It's extremely inspirational. Guys, thank you all so much for coming onto the show. Guys, thank you all for tuning in and listening, y'all. This is our last episode of season 2. I won't see you all, or you all won't hear from me until season 3. But guys, I have some amazing stuff coming up for you all. Just stay tuned, guys. And once again, you are tuned in to yet another episode of Faith and Fashion.